The last time I was here, we were basically working towards completing the amendments, I think within the coming 2 weeks. And since then, we've been able to successfully do that. We were able to agree on all the amendments with the committee. And after that, we formally handed over the proposed amendment bill to the Minister for Justice and Constitutional Affairs on the 13th of April.
Yes, we understand that you held a meeting with the key ministers on Wednesday and Thursday. Who did you meet and what did you discuss?
After the constitutional amendments, the next amendments are to the laws that govern security in order to make sure that they are able to facilitate the transition. So we have had consultations with various experts and also with the responsible ministers. So far, we've been able to meet the Minister for National Security. We've also been able to meet the Minister for Interior. And we have briefed them on various issues that need to be addressed and also the approach we will be taking when we begin reviewing and amending the legislation.
Are there any specific concerns you have raised during these meetings?
I think the main concern, obviously, is that we have lost a lot of time because of the challenges that we had initially during the process of implementation. Because this was supposed to be amended within 45 days of the signing of the agreement. But obviously, because of the challenges that happened, the delayed formation of the government of transition, government of national unity, and also the other subsequent events, we are working against time. We are a bit late in making the amendments, but we are hoping we will be able to expedite the process.
Yes, in March, you told us that the proposed amendments to the constitution were handed to the Minister for Justice and Constitutional Affairs, Paulino Wanawela. Any new developments about this?
We understand that he has been able to process the amendments and forward them to Cabinet, but as far as we know, they haven't been yet been discussed.
Time has so far been lost because the agreement to resolve the conflict in South Sudan signed in 2005 started that the Constitution's Amendment Committees should have completed drafting the amendments within 45 days from the signing of the agreement. Do you think you have managed to compensate for the time lost?
I think what we are basically trying to do is to do the best with the time that we have, because obviously there are some events that happen that cannot be reversed. For instance, the crises that took place in July last year. But what I like about what we are doing right now is that everybody appears committed to implement the agreement, which is really the most important thing. And they are doing their best to try and, as far as possible, work with the spirit of the agreement. Some timelines, as you indicated, have already been overtaken by events. The JEMEC, which is responsible for monitoring implementation, has constantly pushed the parties to try and keep up with the times, and the parties have even agreed on new timelines, but sometimes the events are difficult to control.
Yes, and what else would you like to tell the people of South Sudan about the constitution amendment process?
I think what is important is to appreciate why we are doing all this. We are doing all this because there was an agreement between the main parties, which is the opposition and the government, and also other affiliated stakeholders, including the regional and international community. There was an agreement that there was need to have permanent solutions to the issue of peace, so that we are able to have permanent peace without being disrupted by any conflict. There are also other issues of humanitarian nature, There is the issue of security that needs to be established throughout the country. So the reason the amendments were being made was to ensure first there is inclusive participation in the governance of the country, both in the executive and also in the legislature. The institutions were working in an equitable manner to everybody. There was more accountability within the institutions that are used to govern the country. There is fairness, there is rule of law, and there is a move towards democracy. So primarily those are the goals we are aiming at. But to achieve those goals, you will appreciate there is need for a stable legal regime, a stable legal framework, which is reliable to everybody, and everybody can trust and believe and plan their lives based on the legal position. That obviously starts with the Constitution. So it was agreed there were some changes that would needed to be made to the Constitution to enhance power sharing between particularly the President and the First Vice President, but also within the Council of Ministers. Then there was also need to expand the National Assembly to ensure there was greater participation of the opposition. And those are some of the changes that are in the constitutional amendment. But over and above the constitutional amendment, you know, on a day-to-day basis, government is run through laws. The constitution provides more or less the skeleton, but the actual blood and muscles of the rule of law are the laws themselves. So it was agreed that there were some laws that needed to be amended, particularly the security laws, so that they could provide a more professional approach to security, more effective approach to security, and of course a more democratic approach to the issues of security. So those are the first priority laws. Then after that, there are laws to do with the political parties, and then laws to do with the national elections. And those will be our next priority. But right now we are focusing on the security laws as per the agreement.
Mm-hmm. Are there any valuable information you want to pass to our listeners this morning before we let you go?
I think just to tell them that they should remain committed to the implementation of agreement. They should remain committed to holding the country together. They should remain confident that all of us are working towards the best interests of the country to see that the country stabilizes, the issues of humanitarian concern are addressed, the issue of security are addressed, the issues of governance are addressed, particularly the issue of political participation and the issue of national elections, because the Constitution provides that before 60 days before the end of the transition period, there will be national elections. It also provides that there will be a permanent constitution that will be put in place before the end of the transition period. And as you know, the transitional period is a 30-month period, starting from the period that the agreement was signed, but also taking into consideration that the government was formed late. So it's what they need to do on their part is to contribute to these processes, so that, for instance, when we start dealing with the issue of amendment of laws, we expect that when we provide the opportunity for them to participate, they should come forward and participate. We are starting initially with consulting the experts on security, including those who are in government, and that's why we went to see the ministers. And then we'll also consult other experts who may be in private sector, maybe in the regional bodies, maybe also in the international community. We are also going to provide an opportunity for stakeholders to look at what we are proposing in terms of amendment, and also to give us their input. So there will be opportunities for them to participate. But of course, we must appreciate that because of limited resources, we cannot have a very elaborate process of stakeholder consultation. We must work within the limitations that we have because it's a transitional process.
Gishira, thank you very much for joining us this morning and talking about this very important issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.